From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
One Saturday, about a month ago, I sat in a church in San Mateo for a friend's funeral. Exactly a week later, I was in a barn in western Massachusetts for the wedding of our nephew. Such a week seemed to define perfectly the age I've reached, old enough that our friends are dying of disease at the same time that the children of our friends and siblings are getting married. Our kids meet someone, and a couple years later, invitations are going out. Our friends get a call about an abnormal lab test, and a few years later, there are phone calls about another kind of service. But this week, which began with an ending and ended with a beginning, taught me how much these different occasions have in common. These days, both ceremonies are often billed as celebrations. Although my friend Tony died far too young, I found it interesting that I heard more laughter at his funeral and more tears at some weddings. Both occasions call upon us to bear witness to something invisible. One of the most remarkable things about funerals is the fact that the person being mourned and celebrated can't really be there. But the feelings created by the way they lived their lives and the way they left them fill the room where the living gather to say goodbye. And at a wedding, we come together to bless the start of something new but unseen. The couple stands before us, but their words and gestures are only the shadows of the new relationship they are creating. Both ceremonies try to comfort us about a journey into the unknown. The difference is that many of us at a wedding have already crossed over that particular threshold. What the divorce will caution, and the happily married such as myself admit, is that even the best of marriages will see some hurt feelings, disappointments, and adjustments. So, in the end, both are public occasions that inspire moments of private reflection. I think it's impossible to sit at a funeral and not imagine what your own will be like, and every wedding is a chance to think about your own marriage or relationship. So, even though the stated purpose of these events is to celebrate or comfort, at their best, they inspire us to make the most of the days we have left. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.